This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Saturday, May 22nd, 2010. And I'm out on the balcony with...
me!
Who are you?
Your boyfriend.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. What's new?
Not much. It looks like it's going to rain. If we're looking out at the sky, the horizon here, and the rain clouds are coming, but it's beautiful here on your balcony.
All I see is your penis hanging out of your pants.
Honey...
you just pulled your penis out of your underwear. Because he's sitting out here in his underwear.
Well, because we did afternoon snuggles, but it ended up lasting.
How long was
that?
We
took very long naps.
2.5 hours.
Then we got up, we made dinner, and we came out here. And we have these beautiful containers of flowers and ivies and herbs. Legal herbs, of course.
Of course. We don't do the illegals. Anymore.
Honey.
This week.
Oh, honey.
Excuse me.
I have not done illegal herbs in a very long time.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
Now, honey, remember, this is the little microphone right there. See that little dot right there?
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
That's very good. So, today we went to a wine festival.
Yes.
At the Plains. And they had, how many different wineries would you say were there?
I don't know. 15, 16, 17?
No. We only did 15. But I bet there were... were like 50 there.
No, I don't think there were 50. I think maybe like 20.
Okay.
20. We have to say that we didn't... we went to 15, but it's not like you're getting glasses of wine. You're getting samples.
No. Just a sample.
And we didn't sample everything because... let's be honest, most of the wineries were not very good.
Yeah, they were bad.
So when they start off with dry red wines and they get sweeter from there, you kind of figure out we're not going to like
everything.
Sweet Sauvignon, Blanc, yeah. Cabernet Sauvignon, and Breck Shampoo. We're not going to like that one.
Yeah. We did go to that same one that last year we went to, and that guy, his... remember last year, we can say at Castle Garon,
yeah.
When we went there, I started laughing because I remember...
the wines were so bad.
Remember,
yeah.
I started laughing. But this time we went and he didn't remember us and we just tasted and they all had that soap or that shampoo.
Well, I put Breck shampoo next to one of them.
Yeah. So they all had that shampoo kind
of... when we were kids, my mom bought a big bottle of Breck. You could buy like a giant family-sized bottle of Breck shampoo. And it had like the NSR... normal, D, dry, O, oily. Well, we had, with the N, we had the big, the N.
For normal hair?
Normal hair. And it was like a giant, I don't know what brand you used, Prowl or...
No, I used, God,
when,
I can't...
when you were kids, your mom had to buy a giant, for seven kids.
She did, we have one kind.
One bottle, so
until
we
got
kind.
Into like middle school, we all liked our own kind of shampoo.
That's true, but only one person was buying it in our house, and it was Mom, and it was Breck. Because you could buy a big bottle of it, but it came in a glass bottle. And
glass?
You had to be careful. Yes, it all came in glass bottles. It wasn't like the late 70s or 80s that came in plastic bottles. And then that's when we could get, I like Prowl, and Cindy liked...
was Prowl the one that...
your hair smells terrific.
Was Prowl the one that had the conditioner in it?
That was Pert.
Oh, Perth. Okay, that's probably...
no, Prowl was green. It had like a long neck. The bottle had a long neck.
Sorry, I have a tickle in my throat. I think the pollen is... I don't know what it is.
When I was in high school, I liked Prowl because I liked how it smelled. But Cindy and Melissa liked... Gee, your hair smells terrific.
I may have had Prowl. Did Prowl have a separate conditioner for it?
Yes.
Okay, then I may have had that. Because I got my own shampoo because I didn't want to share the... big bottle of family stuff. Actually, my sisters got their own shampoo. We all just kept our stuff in our bedrooms and just brought it in because we had the...
your mom bought that for you all, or yeah. You bought that on your own?
I don't remember. I kind of think that she bought it for us
because the rule was I will buy that for you, but yeah. It'll be what I want. So Mom bought a big bottle of Breck. So
that
you know,
make
we
any
saved
sense.
Up our money.
If I will buy
he
that
went,
for you.
He did. No, I will buy the shampoo when we were kids.
You said I will
we
buy
were
it
three,
for you.
I know. You're not following me. Three kids, we all had our different preferences. okay, I will buy shampoo for you, but I'm going to buy
what I,
because I'm paying for it, I will buy what I want.
And your mom probably got exactly what she
wanted. Giant bottle of Breck.
Uh-huh.
It had a very distinct smell.
It did.
But I do remember, you know, because I had a, when I was in high school, I had a part-time job. And so you go to the, well, the Katz and Best Off drugstore.
What? And Katz and Best
Katz
Off?
Katz and Best Off. And the bottle of Grain Prel. And that's what I bought. And then Cindy liked, gee, your hair smells terrific. And that's what Melissa used, too. I don't know.
Well, here's how crazy our schedule was for our bathroom. Because, as you know, there were nine of us with one bathroom.
Oh, you did it.
I would take my shower at night, the night before. And then the next morning, I would just wash my hair in the sink.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't have to get into the schedule of the bath, of the shower. I would do my shower ahead of time. But I had to do my hair in the morning because, as you know, what my hair looks like in the morning.
I know, honey. You have to put your curlers in. And
that's why I have to do my hair in the
morning. You have to tease your hair and spray it.
No.
It has to be just so.
If I lay on my hair, you know it gets crazy.
Oh, it does. You can't even, you don't even know it's the same person once he gets out of bed.
It's true.
Hair.
Just because yours looks the exact same as it did when you went to
bed. I hate to tell you, but yours looks exactly the same.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I mean, look at how flat it is on this side from our nip and out.
Oh, I know. Who are you?
I'm your boyfriend.
Well, your hair looks so different, I don't even recognize you.
I know.
Anyway.
So that wine... We got off on a tangent.
The wine, because the wine tasted like Breck shampoo.
And
it smelled like it. This stuff was so rough. That first wine, the one that smelled like Breck shampoo. Because you're looking right at me, so I couldn't I was looking around for a bucket or something to dump it in, and be discreet about it. It was so rough going down. It was like, oh my god.
It was really bad.
And he was giving large pours too.
He was. And what did I say to him? I said, give me half as much because I'm pacing myself.
Yes, you did say that.
That was a nice way to say I don't
like the wine that he loved the most tasted like cooked sweet peas.
The one that he liked?
Yes.
The taster?
Yes. Yeah. It smelled and tasted like stewed or cooked peas. That's all I could get in only the script.
And it had six different reds in it.
Oh, oddball red varietals.
The one that you said you'd never even heard of.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And Concord grape and Viognier and Kool-Aid and battery acid and Tide and Comet. I mean, you name it. Oh, it was awful. Awful, awful.
Well, so that was just one that stands out as awful, but there were, I think, two or three where we liked every single wine on their list.
Well, these are good venues for new wineries.
To get their name out.
And distant wineries, because a lot of them are very far away from Northern Virginia. You'd never drive out to some of these places.
Well, the one, for example, Abingdon, is...
Yeah, and their wines were okay. I wouldn't make a special trip to...
No, I wouldn't, but the one that was very interesting was they do a white Pinot Noir.
Yeah, and I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah. But they're 5 hours away from us.
Right.
If you were to drive.
Yes. So it's a very good venue for those wineries because most folks wouldn't drive out there. So a lot of those, and so they tend to be a little sweeter.
Yeah. And what did that lady say? I said, oh, your price points are amazing. And she goes, that's what our market will bear. The people down there are not going to pay.
Yeah, they're not going to pay $20 for a nice.
Yeah, because they were selling like $12 bottles, $14. I think the highest price was $16 for a bottle of wine from there. And there was that other winery, Vincent Vineyards?
Yeah.
They're down that way too. They said the same thing that they have to charge what the market will bear.
Well, out in the mountains, you can kind of understand. I mean, there's a southern cooking, it's fried and spicy and whatever, so.
So you need a sweetie wine to go with it.
You're not going
to
have a dry Cabernet Sauvignon
no.
to have with southern fried chicken or whatever. I don't know. But overall, we tended not to like most of the wines we had. And a lot of our pours ended up on the... I think we watered
grass.
A lot of lawns, yes. And then we came home and we did sweet snuggles.
We did.
Well, it started to rain too.
Well, that's
but we did a taste off with wines.
Oh yeah, California versus
Virginia.
It was blind,
and I preferred all of the six wines we had. It was California versus Virginia. I preferred all of the Virginia wines, which we didn't know, of course, until they were pulled out of the bag.
The first one I chose the Viognier. I like the Virginia Viognier.
Yes.
Over the California Viognier. The second one was the Cabernet Franc.
I preferred the Virginia Cabernet Franc.
And I preferred the California Cabernet Franc.
I hated that one. I think that was the worst one there, to be honest with you. And then
you're
thinking of the Merlot.
Then the last one was, no, because I didn't like the Virginia. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. I like the California Merlot compared to the Virginia.
We didn't hate, I hated the California Cabernet Franc.
Yeah.
I thought that it was too hot, it was too alcoholic.
Oh, yeah, 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 you're right, you're right. I did not like the California.
All right, that's what I thought.
Way too alcoholic.
I mean,
you're right.
And because I just said, Cabernet Franc is a blending wine. California will make a standalone of that, but they're always so hot and alcoholic. And Virginia does Cabernet Franc much like France or Loire Valley does that. And so what we had, the Virginia sample, to me, tasted
more like that
Loire Chenin style.
Yeah.
The California, and in fact, I even picked.
Oh well, instantly right away, the California Cabernet Franc was way too hot. Remember the first thing you said?
Oh, it was so alcoholic.
Yeah, you said, "Oh, what do you?" The guy said, "What do you smell?" And you said, "Alcohol."
Alcohol.
Yeah.
It was. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And then the split, the 50-50.
Yeah.
Was the Merlot.
Merlot.
I preferred the Virginia Merlot.
And I preferred the California Merlot.
Yeah. But most people in the room went in that direction.
I was going to say, even though I like to think that the California one, you said the room was more split. But if you think about then the overall competition, Virginia won one, California won one, and then the last
one
was
50-50.
Yeah, so then it was really like a tie.
But I think if, well, not to belabor the point, but I think if people in the room really understood what Cabernet Franc tastes like, and I've mentioned this to several winemakers in Virginia, the uneducated palate doesn't understand the distinct Bordeaux varietals. Oh, my.
What was that? I don't think the microphone caught that, so you don't have to talk
about it. Okay.
I won't talk about you farting. Go ahead.
You just lifted your leg and farted.
I did not.
You did.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, because Cabernet Franc is a blending grape, and there, you know, the American palate for red wine is like California, jammy, alcohol-driven red wine. I think if you pour Virginia Cabernet Franc in a glass and then pour some, they don't really know what they're drinking.
You're right. I agree. Now, we're actually having a very nice Cabernet Franc for dinner from Pollock Vineyards.
Yes. Love. And because we have had French
we have
Cabernet
Franc,
so Chenin Loire style,
mm-hmm.
we kind of know. So when I bring the Virginia Cabernet Franc to my nose, I already identify it as Cabernet Franc.
Because there's characteristics of the Virginia Cabernet Franc.
When you have the California in the glass, much like the California Viognier, you know it's California. It's so hot, alcoholic. There is a difference.
However, the California Viognier that they were tasting wasn't huge alcohol. It wasn't big alcohol.
I thought it was kind of flabby and.
Well, you did say flabby.
I think it was the worst wine of the six. The California Viognier was the absolute worst.
All right.
The others, even the California Merlot, which I didn't care for because I thought that was too hot, I'd have a glass of that. That first California Viognier, you could barely get it down.
Okay. Let's move on. There were some hotties there, don't you think?
There was a hottie at our table.
Yeah, at the tasting table, and he was cute. There were a couple hotties there at the whole place, but it was the crowd was a slightly different this year. I think a little less upscale.
It was younger.
Younger. Not as sophisticated palates as they were last year.
Well, younger and female.
Oh, yeah, there were a lot of...
there are a lot of big boobies.
The boyfriend was watching boobs.
There were so many big boobed women.
You said, we were at that one table, and you said, look at that lady's boobs. Is that turning you on?
I liked her boobs, I have to say.
She was kind of a fat chick, too. Would you like the fat chicks?
No, I don't her face was full. She wasn't fat. Her face was full. No, honey, but her boobs. She was wearing fat. Like this dress.
It was like a flower print.
And like her
print.
Boobs were like she would lean over to like for the glass and like her the boobs were in like the guy's face. He must have been masturbating under the counter.
No, honey.
I think he was.
I don't know about that. But there was
she had some. There. She had some big knockers.
Well, I was looking at the guys all day.
Well, yeah, there were some. There were a lot of hot guys too.
Now. Totally.
But younger. Overall, it was younger.
Oh, yes. Overall, it was younger.
And a lot of crafts. Craft boots.
Oh, yeah. There were, like, jewelry and...
Yeah, like, ceramic dolphins on top of, yeah. Like, amethyst rocks or something.
What was know. That? And there was, like, a...
Indian jewelry.
But they had, like, other things, too. Like
topaz that, rings. I don't
that
know.
Roof repair thing was there, too. And I'm like, why are they here at this kind
don't
of thing?
Know.
And I filled out a entry slip to win
yes,
a
to win a Buick.
Car.
You think win a Buick.
I would love to win that.
You like that Buick?
That's that one that we saw last year at the other one.
I didn't feel that because with my luck, I would win that and not want it. I don't want a Buick.
I want that Buick because it's really nice. It's got everything on it.
Honey, your mother would love radio. That Buick.
My mother would, but she wouldn't be able to drive it because
your
she
mother
can't
has
see.
A Buick.
She does, but she wouldn't be able to see over that steering wheel. She's so small. Okay,
it's an old lady car.
It is but not that new one. No, it's not.
It's an old lady car.
You didn't even look at it very good. No, that's a modern Buick. It's not your all father's right. Buick. Now, can you explain to the listeners why I have these blisters on my left hand?
Yes, I gave you love and nibbles.
That's what the blisters are from?
Yes, I gave you
because
love and nibbles.
Because your spit is so acidic that it's
no, half, my teeth are so
burning.
Sharp. Let me show you. Let's
you're not explaining.
Let's give the listeners a lesson on how ow I give you nibbles. I give Archer you, love nibbles.
I do not want you to bite me.
I don't bite. I nibble.
No, I want you
I
to
kiss and nibble.
I want you to explain to the listeners. I'm gonna
ow.
See, I'm bending his hand back like
he is
like a policeman.
I just want to demonstrate how I love my boyfriend so much that I give him love nibbles.
That you bite me. I don't want to feel
I don't
that.
Bite. They're not called bites.
I'm talking about these blisters on my hand.
Right, because you put your hand on a hot skillet. You put your steak in a skillet, you put it in the oven, and then thinking that you were like Paul Bunyan or something, you put your hand in the oven and grab the skillet without
actually,
an oven mitt.
That's not quite how it
that's
happened.
That's exactly what you did.
No, I put the oven mitt on
honey,
and took
honey,
it out
no,
of the oven.
No, you're going to burn yourself.
But listen, when I took it out of the oven, I put it on top of the stove and I said, oh, this isn't done. I'll just cook it on top of the stove real fast. And then I grabbed the pan and it burned my hand. So I've got two huge blisters on my last two fingers on my left hand and an impression on my palm of the handle of the pot.
And I want to kiss it and make it better. He won't let.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Let me show you, honey.
No, honey.
Honey.
No,
you.
Honey. No. Mm-hmm. No. Stop. Mm-hmm. Ouch. Stop it.
I'm not, honey.
I'm going to bend your hand back again.
Let me okay, give you stop. Some love kisses.
Do you want to talk about something else?
Not really. What do you want to talk about?
Do you have any political stuff you want to talk about? Or are you just so disgusted you don't even want to talk about it?
Well, what is there to talk about? Rand Paul and his awful toupee.
Oh, is that... That is a toupee, isn't it?
It has to be a toupee. It's just terrible.
Because who would have that curly hair these days?
Well, anyway, I think he needs to keep on talking. Just keep on talking. Because he confirms what I've suspected about the Tea Party crowd. They're disgruntled Bush voters who want... i.e. grumpy old white men who want their country back. So it doesn't matter how he intellectualizes his...
Discrimination. Racism.
Racism, yes, and how he's offended by the Civil Rights Acts and all this jazz. It's reliving the issues of the South versus the North.
Yep.
States' rights versus the rights of the federal government. And the 10th Amendment, and we're going to bring our guns. All they're concerned about their guns, their sovereignty, and God. And you know what? I'm sick of it. So
but, okay, let me ask you this, because Rand Paul is a libertarian, right?
Yeah.
But he ran under the Republican Party.
Yes.
But he's a libertarian.
So let the Republicans have him. I think he needs
so
to keep
do you, don't
on
you think his
talking.
His craziness, now that he won a Republican primary, he will That's what the Republicans are going to be now associated with, was this kind of craziness.
Well, what can they do? What can Mitch McConnell do? Can he say, oh, he doesn't speak for the Republican Party? Well, the base is the Tea Party. There's no difference between the Tea Party and the folks who like Bush in 08 and the folks who voted for him in 04 and the folks who voted for him in 2000. These are conservative, white, male Republicans, predominantly from the South, and this is how they feel. And so I think Rand Paul is the gift that keeps on giving.
I just think he's an idiot. But it's so funny that, you know, there was what was the headline on Huffington Post? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Right.
Because, what's his name?
Well, he's named it for Ayn Rand, right? Rand Paul.
I can't remember the guy's name, the father.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, duh. I should remember that. Ron Paul is just as crazy.
Yeah, well, they're white, grumpy, old, bigoted, Christian. And listen, be prepared for more, because Rand Paul spoke at a political rally for this conservative Christian political group called Christian Reconstructionism. Have a look at that one. The party of this wacky fundamentalist Christian, Rush Dooney, who believes that we should have stoning as a method of execution, and gays should be stoned to death, by the way.
Are they like those people in Texas who want to rewrite the history?
Well, not for, yes, and this guy believes that the sun revolves around the earth.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. Rush Dooney, look it up.
Rush
Dooney, Rand Paul. Look it up. And then, yes, go to the Texas Textbook Massacre and see what they're doing with history. As your listeners know, I have my master's plus 30 in the field, and I will not be using textbooks from that state anytime soon.
Yeah, but we would like to think that, but what if your county adopts the same?
They can't. Well, here's the deal.
Well, not for your... I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Not for the IB program.
Or the AP, or the HSAs. Why would you... How could you... Buy those textbooks, right? They're coming from Texas, but then all of these board exams are written somewhere else in the country or around the world. Well, they don't have fundamentalist Christians on their testing board. So, from Texas, yes, from on the board who writes the exams. So, for example, I teach in a program that's international. Well, I couldn't use that textbook from Texas because the answers are completely different, because the board is not from Texas and they're not fundamentalist Christians
and
who don't have degrees in history and know the truth.
I was going to say, and the board that you're talking about, in the Texas textbook where they say that alongside Lincoln, Jefferson Davis's words have to be, you know...
Right.
Provided as an alternative to the Lincoln words.
And we know that we all want to revisit Jefferson Davis's words. And they've taken out... It's not American imperialism, it's American expansionism. Well, I can tell you, I teach imperialism. Everyone was in on the game, as it's called. It's not called expansionism, it's called imperialism. So if you're teaching, one of these data-driven exams, you can't have a textbook that doesn't call imperialism. So you're not going to buy those textbooks because your kids are going to fail the exam. Other things they've whitewashed. The founding fathers were not conservative Christians; they were deists. Well, that's all. And Thomas Jefferson's role is completely deleted,
taken out. But they're also giving a bigger emphasis to the Christian coalition,
the moral majority, contract with America, because we all know those succeeded so well.
And
just look at the class of 94. How many of them have succeeded? They've succeeded at adultery.
Were you listening to my show on Wednesday?
I did.
Because there were 73 members of the class of 94, 15 of them have been exposed with some kind of sexual...
adultery, bathroom sex, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's play that up. Let's rewrite our textbooks to suggest that these men represented the values of America in 1994. And indeed, they probably did. And they all went after Bill Clinton in 1998.
Yeah.
Never forget. While they were getting blowjobs in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
From people they don't know.
Exactly. My. So now, okay, next weekend, honey, is my birthday. Did you know that?
Well, honey, the whole month has been your birthday.
That's true, but I'm just reminding the listeners that they have a week left if they want to provide...
Have I given you a nice birthday month?
You have. You gave me some beautiful flowers and some homemade brownies yesterday.
And next week, well, this week you're 46, and next week you'll be 47.
No, honey, that's wrong.
It's true.
No, I'm 45 this week. I'll be 46 next
Saturday.
Honey,
you forget how that goes. If you have a birthday month, then your age increases by a year.
No, honey.
So with a birthday month begins, you're 45, and then the next week you're 46, and then on your birthday, you're 47. So
that's
you're
impossible.
Actually a year older than I am.
No.
Yes,
no, no. I am 6 months younger than you. Well, 5 months younger than you.
That's true, you are.
And it shows, because I'm, you know,
You're so vibrant.
Looking.
You're so bouncy and vibrant and vivacious. And
I know.
You know, I sometimes mistake you for Lady Gaga.
Do you really?
Yes.
La 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 la. Chanda, I don't know this.
There you go. Listen, Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
You know, I do own some Lady Gaga.
I know you do. And some that Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Justin Bieber. Yeah.
Twinkie Doodle.
Now,
he's a little Twinkie.
Honey, he's 16.
And he sounds like a 12-year-old. He sounds like Leif Garrett from the 70s.
Leif Garrett. Ugh. All right, anything else?
I don't think he's very attractive. Do you think these little twinks look attractive?
No, I do not think Justin Bieber is attractive at all.
What about Zac Efron?
He's got that bowl head.
Well, they all look like Zac Efron.
Zac Efron doesn't even look like that anymore. He doesn't have that hair anymore.
I haven't seen him in a while. How does it look now? It's a little bit more up.
It's not.
So they'll all be wearing their hair up now?
It's not wrapped.
I teach high school students, and that Zac Efron blow-dried... look
where it wraps around your
head. That cone forward, it is so popular. They must get up at 5:30 to do that.
Well, boys these days do that.
The dryers and the irons and the product just to make that all flat and forward, and it stays all day long and it doesn't move. I don't like it.
Honey, are you going to do your hair like that?
I don't have enough hair to do that. Yes. And my hair is so curly if I did it.
If you grow it out, it gets curly, so you wouldn't be able to. But I could do that with my hair.
That looked like Mary Tyler Moore.
I could do that with my hair because I have straight hair. So
you
I just need to grow it out longer, and then I could just wrap it around my head like that.
Archer Bieber.
Yeah, right. All right, well, I guess we should go, huh?
Sure.
And then maybe I'll...
I would love to kiss...
He's looking at the blister on the thing.
I want to give him some kisses.
Bite it.
No, I want to give him some kisses.
No, you want to bite it, honey.
Mm. Honey, ow! Why do you do that? All I want to do is give kisses.
To show you that I am in control of this. Stop it. Stop it.
Ow! He's twisting my arm.
No, I'm not twisting, I'm bending your hand back like the police do.
And I just want to give him kisses.
He wants to bite.
I want to give kisses.
I'm going to write... That's the title of this show. I want to give kisses.
Mm.
No,
honey.
Stop it.
Honey.
Stop
honey,
it.
Give me that hand.
I'm going to slap you.
Give me that goddamn hand.
I'm going to slap you.
Fucker. Look, I got it. I have it.
Stop it. I'm going to slap your face.
Ow.
Stop. Listen, we have to go. Say goodbye. Say it with me.
All I want to do is give him kisses, and he's just... He's twisting my arm. He's slapping me.
Say it with me. Until next time.
Bye.